Number one, look at the maslaha and the mafsada. Look at the benefit and the harm. Weigh the harm and the benefit. And as we know, as a general principle, if the harm outweighs the good, then leave it. Then leave it. Because what we do sometimes when we warn against somebody, as Sheikh Rabia, some of the brothers from France that came and asked Sheikh Rabia about Abu Hassan al-Ma'arabi. And Sheikh Rabia said, is any of Abu Hassan al-Ma'arabi's books translated into France? They said, no. They said, do you listen to any of his lectures? They said, no. He said, does he come there and visit you all and give you talks? They said, no. He said, then why are you asking about him? ليش شغل شاغلكم يعني سؤالا هذا الرجل؟ لماذا؟ إيش شأنكم فيه؟ What do you have to do with him? You don't listen to any of his tapes. He doesn't come there and give you lectures. None of his books are translated in your language. Why are you so concerned about him? Which is something we did here in America. That had it been permissible, it was to the extent, had it been permissible for individuals to draw weapons on each other, we would have done it. Over an individual that none of us have any ta'alluq, any connection to. I never even heard about Abu Hassan al-Ma'arabi until his name came up, until he was warned against. I never read any of his books. I never knew who he was. Many of us were the same thing. But after the fitna hit, you had this individual, what's your position on Abu Hassan al-Ma'arabi? It's shughluq. What you have to do with Abu Hassan al-Ma'arabi? You don't listen to any of his tapes. He has never been to America to give anybody a talk or a lecture. And none of his books are translated in our language. What are you worried about him for? Because when you warn against somebody that is not known, you give him a name. You make him famous. So you come into a community and you start warning about community down the street. Maybe they're a small community. They have their innovation. Nobody goes there and prays. Nobody even associates with them. And then you come in the masjid and start warning against them. Then it starts to make people start to say, as being American people, we are inquisitive people. We want to know why. Why are you a warning against them? Let me go over there for myself and see. That's just how we are as Americans. We want to know for ourselves.